This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For this week's Lawn and Garden segment, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has an update on cicada killers, which make a lot of noise but cause virtually no damage, as well as the fall armyworm and green June beetles, which can cause lawn damage. Raymond, three things to cover today: cicada killers, fall armyworm, and green June beetles. Let's start first with cicada killers. What are we seeing there?
Okay, what cicada killers are, Jeff, the males are very territorial. They're the ones that fly around heavy around your face because they're defending the female. But the female is very docile. She'll search out the dog-dazed cicada, which are out there making the noise, paralyze one, bring it back to the nest, and that's what she provisions her nest with, which are offspring. She'll lay her eggs. The larva will come out and use it as a food source. The main emphasis of cicada killers are the adults because they're territorial. They hover around your face. They're a large wasp. They get confused with some of the invasive wasps that have come in from Georgia and Washington, like the murder hornet and the yellow-legged hornet. But they can't bite you because males don't have the egg-laying device, which you call the ovipositor. But they're very intimidating, okay? So the best thing is just avoid areas where they're at. And eventually, in a couple weeks, the females will leave the nest after her offspring start developing, and so will the males.
Do they have any impact on lawns, gardens, anything like that?
Not really. I mean, the females will burrow in lawns, especially sandy soils, like sandboxes, volleyball courts, and, you know, they can sting you. So the females, if they feel threatened, will sting you, and it's very painful because you can see the large size of the females. But in most cases, they're docile, being in the ground and then going up and looking for dog-day cicada in the trees that are, you know, around the area. They're the ones that are singing at night, but that's what they do. So it's the adults that get a lot of the attention, swerving back and forth in people's faces. But, you know, just keep walking, avoid the area, and no harm will come to you.
What about in terms of fall armyworm? What do we need to do there?
Okay, now, if people remember about 3 years ago, we had a major infestation of fall armyworm, and let me explain what happens there. The fall armyworm overwinters in Texas and Florida, and the adults get caught on jet streams and air currents, and then they move north and they're dropped down. 3 or 4 years ago, we had major infestations for the first generation, and we possibly had a minor second generation. So in the last couple weeks, we've been getting inquiries, calls about eggs laid on furniture and other structures, and lawns being damaged by the fall armyworm, which is probably going to be the only generation, but they can devastate a lawn very quickly. They're called armyworms because they march like an army, and they feed in the turf grass, and so you have to apply some type of insecticide to kill the caterpillars and protect your turf grass.
So we're looking at killing them but protecting the grass.
Exactly. Mostly it's contact materials like pyrethroid-based insecticides that'll work quickly. Most systemics don't work. Many of the stomach poisons that we mentioned in this program previously will not work at this point because the caterpillars are going to be too large for them to have any effect on them.
And then the green June beetles, I'm assuming that you're seeing those as well.
Yeah, the green June beetle, also called the green June bug, is a metallic green, large, it's larger than the Japanese beetle, flies around, bumps into objects and structures. They're flying around. They don't really cause any substantial damage to plants. It's just them flying around, unless we have seen maple leaves damage. And if there's any fruit damage, they will attack the fruit, like peaches or nectarines or apples. The larva is in, or the grub is in the soil, and they're one of our largest grubs. And when they come out, they crawl on their back. They don't crawl on their front legs, they crawl on their back. And you'll start seeing them later on in the season. They tend to like high organic matter, heavy thatch areas. They're not really a damaging pest compared to Japanese beetle larvae, mass Schaefer, or the bill bugs. But if there's heavier, high organic matter content, you'll tend to find green June beetles.
Is there anything we need to do?
I think at this point, there's really nothing. Just keep your grass healthy. I mean, we've had some really mild August weather, which has been helpful. Keep your lawn mowed, fertilized, and irrigated when you can. And healthy turf grass is always, as we talk about, is going to help alleviate, or not prevent, but alleviate, mitigate any problems with some of these lawn pests.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with an update on cicada killers, fall armyworm, and green June beetles. For more information, contact your local extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.